Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin Kern, and our special guest today is the very busy and very tired Director of Archives, Angie Marchese. Angie, welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast.
Thanks, Kevin.
And, of course, you're tired because you've been working feverishly along with your entire staff, putting together our newest exhibit, 60 Years of Elvis, which is part of the VIP tour.
It is, yes. Actually, last week we did the live stream of the close of the Lisa Marie exhibit, and then as soon as that exhibit closed, we started in on taking that down and installing the new exhibit, 60 Years of Elvis.
Now, some folks said, we're going to rip it all down, but that's not exactly what you do.
No.
You're very careful.
We're very
course.
Careful. White gloves, boxes. It takes time to take everything down, but it does come down a lot faster than it goes up, that's for sure.
I'm sure it does. Yes. And so, of course, the Lisa exhibit had a lot of great artifacts, but the 60 Years of Rock and Roll is a very different exhibit from
it
what the Lisa exhibit was.
It really is. You know, the Lisa exhibit was very personal. This exhibit actually looks at Elvis's musical legacy, starting on that famous day, July 1954, when Elvis recorded That's All Right. And we look at Elvis's musical legacy through iconic songs from his career, songs that are still part of our culture today. So, you know, we have lots of really cool artifacts, lots of things that have never been displayed before from the collection.
Such as?
Probably my favorite piece in the exhibit is a telegram from 1954 that Elvis sent. It's a Western Union telegram, and we call it the Hi Babies telegram because that's how he addressed his parents. It goes, Hi Babies, I'm sending you money now. Don't tell anybody how much I'm sending, and I'll send more next week. It really puts you at a place in time.
Right.
You know, it really puts you, you know, Elvis is 19. He's traveling in car with his band members from gym to gym, from city to city, performing on the back of trucks and sending all of his money back home to take care of his family.
Right. I mean, this exhibit is somewhat of a timeline experience to an extent, whereas the Lisa exhibit that it replaced was very personal, but that telegram, along with many artifacts, give you a personal insight because that telegram really shows that Elvis had kind of transformed from the 19-year-old kid into the caretaker for the family.
Exactly.
And you see that in that telegram.
It really speaks volumes. It really puts you at that moment in time. But the other thing that I'm really excited about having in the display is a piece of rock and roll history. It's the 1955 RCA contract.
Very cool piece of rock and roll history.
Exactly. It brings Elvis from Sun Studios to RCA, signed November 15th, 1955, and we actually have the entire four-page contract on display.
Very nice. And, of course, Elvis had a copy and Colonel Parker had a copy.
Yes.
So you have two copies in the collection?
We do have two copies. Since we acquired Colonel's collection in the early 90s, we do have two copies in the collection.
And which one are we seeing on display?
Elvis's. Of course.
Of course. It's the only one to put on display.
That's
a trick question.
You know, so we do have a chance to look at Elvis's career, not that began in 54, but also continues on. You know, so we go from RCA, and then we start talking about Heartbreak Hotel, of course, the first song he records for RCA. And then it goes on and talks about the exhibit itself, just highlights songs that everyone knows, Elvis fan or not Elvis fan. Everyone knows when you hear Viva Las Vegas.
It's Elvis.
You know, even though ZZ Top has done it, the song, and it has been used still as promotion for the city of Las Vegas.
It's an Elvis song.
Did you realize, I didn't realize this, but the song Burning Love was actually used by some of the astronauts on the shuttle as a wake-up call and when they were up in space. I mean, so it's really kind of ironic how these songs that Elvis recorded 30, 40 years ago are still very much part of our culture today, and that's kind of what this exhibit looks at.
It really is a fascinating look inside Elvis's career, and one of the really unique parts for me was seeing the collection of the singles of Elvis's from Sun Studio.
Yes.
And their significance and their importance in the exhibit that these records, which are pretty common, that most people just have kind of tucked away in a drawer if they still have them, they deserve their own case because they have a significant place in rock and roll history.
And they really do, because that was, you know, That's All Right, Mama, the shot heard around the world. I mean, you know, there were a lot of artists at the time that were trying to make this break and try to develop this new genre of music. Elvis was the one that pushed it over the edge. He was the one whose songs got radio play. He was the one, he had the entire package. It wasn't just the sound. It was the look. It was the moves, you know. And then these five singles, you know, to be displayed the way that they are displayed in this exhibit really shows you how important they are, you know. And it's really, it probably is one of my favorite looks at the display because it's such a simple, it's 545s.
Yeah.
But the way
it makes a statement,
it does. It makes a statement that these five songs is what shaped rock and roll music. These five singles.
Now, one of your signature moves in your exhibit designs in the past has been some of the King's bling, and we've seen a lot of that in some of the previous exhibits. Mm-hmm. This exhibit doesn't have a lot of the King's bling, but it has one significant piece of the King's bling being one of his Grammys.
Yes. And this is the first time that we've ever displayed the actual Grammy with the album cover that the Grammy came from.
Elvis's personal album.
Elvis's personal copy of the album and the jumpsuit he wore that night that song was recorded. We're talking about his last Grammy. Mm-hmm. It was for How Great Thou Art, recorded live here in Memphis in March of 1974. And the jumpsuit he wore that night is known as the Memphis suit. Mm-hmm. And so as part of the gospel display, we not only have just the Grammy or just the album cover, we've actually brought these three pieces of memorabilia together. So it really, it has a big statement there. And plus we also have the two album covers of Elvis's other Grammy wins, his first one for the album, How Great Thou Art, and a second one for the album, He Touched Me. But it really does, it really makes a statement. And that, in fact, at the very, when we put it all together, the first time that somebody from Turops had come in to look at the exhibit, he's like, I have been waiting for this stuff to be put together. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of, it's kind of one of those things. It's like, it really, it is, it's a moment, you know, you walk in, it's like, wow, not only is this the record, but here's the Grammy he won. And this is the outfit he was wearing when he sang that song. So it's pretty cool.
And so right now you're in kind of a what we call the soft opening preview period, officially
yes.
opening February 24th, and you're kind of making mm-hmm. tweaks as you see people go
yes,
through and
we
kind
are.
Of and get their reaction of where things might need to be tweaked or moved a little bit closer or further away
and what people are actually being drawn to and what they're not, and you know, that type of thing, and if there's something that we need to add or not add, things like that. So that's where we're at right now. And so far, I mean, people have had a great response to it. They've said they love the video that we have presented in there, which really tells you the story of Elvis's place in rock history and the significance of July 5th, 1954. So it really does tell you a complete story, and it's exciting to be able to open a new exhibit like this because it has a whole different feel than the Lisa exhibit did. It's very sleek, very clean looking, you know, and it's little things like that that make it special.
And now you're ready for vacation.
Yes. No, we're going on the media tour.
We're going on the media tour. This is too. Vacation after the media
after
tour.
After the media tour.
Well, congratulations again on another fascinating, great looking exhibit. And of course, thank you for being on the Rubbernecking Podcast.
Oh, Angie Marchese, anytime.
Our Director of Archives. Of course, the 60 Years of Elvis exhibit now open as part of the VIP tour experience at Elvis Presley's Graceland in Memphis. Go online to elvis.com/Graceland to plan your visit today. We've given you a sneak peek. Thank you, Angie.
Thanks for having me.
But we're not going to tell you everything, so you're going to have to come see it. So we hope to see you soon at Graceland.